This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man da'a bi da'watihi wa stanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin wa sallam tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd. Fa'usikum wa nafsi bi taqwa Allah azza wa jal wa sam'i wa ta'a. ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And surely there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partners. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last and the seal, finality of prophethood. May Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself and you, with the blessed month of Ramadan upon us, that we should strive for the consciousness of Allah. We should strive to come near to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and not to allow these few moments which are moving by us to go astray, but that we should seek benefit from the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek guidance from the sunnah and the way of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And Allah has revealed in his glorious book in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that this month of Ramadan is the time in which Quran was revealed. As a guidance to humanity and bayinat, clear evidence, from the guidance and from that which separates truth from falsehood. And so in the nature of Ramadan, it is the time of the Quran itself. And we focus on the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. But this blessed month in its nature is a sense of guidance, is a source of guidance for believers, because we are living in the world, but we are not controlled by the desires of the world. And that consciousness, that state of mind, is a special state of mind that we cannot get at any other time. In the nature of Ramadan itself is al-furqan, which separates al-haq min al-batil, truth from falsehood, is separated. Things become very clear in this month. And when we listen to the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also become clearer to us, because our minds are clear, that the spiritual world is clear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, and his words are becoming more and more important to us. يتقارب الزمان وينقص العلم وتذهل الفتن ويلقي الشح ويكثر الحرج قيل يا رسول الله أَيُّمَا هُوَ قَالَ الْقَتَلُ الْقَتَلُ. Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was reported to have said, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, time would draw close. This Ramadan caught most of us by surprise, because it came so fast, time is moving so fast, we hardly had a chance to prepare ourselves. And so time is actually coming closer and closer. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, knowledge would decrease. So even though we have technology, seeking knowledge has decreased, because people just look at their cell phone. They're not seeking knowledge, not wondering what's going on in the world, not comparing what somebody says to you with reality. Also, the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that the trials, al-fitan, the tribulations would increase. It would be surround us. It would be all around the place and greed would dominate. And now we see more and more that the poor people are becoming poorer and the rich are becoming richer. So the rich are becoming smaller in number and the poor are becoming greater in number. These desires, this greed, it is a dominating factor in the world today. And finally, the Prophet ﷺ said that al-haraj, this would also appear, and they asked him, what is this haraj? And he said, murder, killing. And sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, it has come to pass. And we see it right in front of our eyes. And this year, we are witnessing what could be termed as the slaughter of the innocent. The slaughter of the innocent. And Ramadan is making it clearer to us now. Even people who are not fasting, it is becoming clearer and clearer. The slaughter of the innocent. And we see it happening, especially in our ummah. The ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are under a test. We are under a purification, tamhis. And we are under a trial and a test, ibtila. It is on us before something great is about to happen, inshallah. The darkness of the night, at the end of the night when the darkness is greater, then comes the light. And so it is with sunnatullah. That has happened throughout ages. We see when the darkness became over the ummah, then the light came to the surface. And so we see it in so many different places. We see it in Bangladesh on the border of Myanmar with Rohingya people who are living in the Cox's Bazar, stuck in an open air prison, not able to move, not able to go home, known by the world, but nobody's doing anything. And the monsoon season is coming now. And so this, wa'iyadhu billah, will put thousands of people at risk. We also see it in Yemen. And Yemen is being described, the cholera epidemic in Yemen is being described as the largest and the fastest spreading epidemic in modern history. There has never been an epidemic of this proportion. 4,000 people to every day are suspected of getting cholera. And we see it in the Central African Republic. We see Muslims who are threatened, their villages, their lives, everything, risking attack. The slaughter of the innocents. And now in front of the eyes of the world, we see Palestine. And we see what is happening in Gaza. And this has been described by authorities as the largest open air prison in the world. Why is it an open air prison? Because if there is fighting and bombing, people flee. If there is a drought or a flood, people run away. But there, despite the terrible conditions, they are not allowed to leave. We see now just last week, over 61 Palestinian people killed, over 2,700 injured. The British Shadow Foreign Secretary described May 14th as slaughter. This is the British Foreign Secretary. It's a slaughter, which is happening right in front of the eyes of the people. Our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is quoted to have said, we are appalled that Dr. Tariq Lubani, who is a Muslim doctor working there in Gaza, he said, we are appalled that Dr. Tariq Lubani, a Canadian citizen, is among the wounded along with so many unarmed people, including civilians, members of the media, first responders, and children. And so the Prime Minister has called for an immediate independent investigation. So has Belgium, so has France, so many countries. But we recognize there have been other immediate investigations and nothing has happened. And so as Muslims, our ummah is under a test. When any of our people are suffering, we are all suffering. We are all called to account to do something. If we can't do anything, at least make dua. But we are called on to do something. And this is where the test is right on us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 35, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila wajahidu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflihun. Allah has revealed to us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, be careful of your duty to Allah, and seek a means of coming close to Allah, and strive in His path in order that you would be successful. And so Allah has blessed us with the struggle for taqwa with a wasila, and that is Sawm Ramadan. The fasting in Ramadan is one of the greatest means of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah azza wa jal has described this in a special way, saying that all the actions of Adam, Ibn Adam, the children of Adam are for themselves, except for fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِي. Allah said, this fasting is for me, and I will reward specially for the fasting. And so, it is an opportunity for us. It is an opportunity for us to come closer, to take our fast to a higher level. And we are under a test. Make no mistake that the test is on all of us. That the fast has to rise above just seeking iftar. Our whole day is not based on iftar. Iftar is only a means of sustaining the body. But the fast has to go higher than that. Why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said to his companions, "Rubba sa'imin laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju'a"? He said there are some who fast and get nothing from their fast but hunger. "Wa rubba qa'imin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa sahar." There are some who stand in the night. They make tahajjud, tarawih, and they get nothing but sleeplessness. What did he mean by this? He meant there's something other than hunger and sleeplessness. There's a higher stage. The fast needs to be something else, and that is when we are fasting completely. All of ourself is fasting. Our eyes, ears, hands. It has to be a complete fast. And the Quran itself, we need to look at it in a holistic fashion. Not just tilawa, not just recitation, but tadabbur. Also reflect upon what is in the Quran. And then follow the Quran. Follow what it is. Implement. And so we could say, recitation, reflection, implementation. Three parts to our connection to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then this month, inshallah, can mean something to us. Means something of change. There are so many people who are making dua. So many people who are fasting. But is the dua answered? Is the fast complete? This is what we now have to ask ourselves. Because when one part of the ummah is struck, it is only a matter of time before the rest is. So realize that when children are dying in Cox's Bazar, in Bangladesh with the Rohingya, or in Gaza, or in Yemen, or in Central African Republic, or anywhere in the world, it is our children who are dying. We are all part of one family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best to guide. This fasting gives us self-restraint. It gives us patience. Long periods of time, no food, no water. Control yourself. That self-restraint is for a reason. It's not just to get hungry, but it's for a reason why we are going through this. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he spoke about when he dealt with fiqh, he had awlawiyyah. He said there are priorities in fiqh. There are certain issues when they come in front of you, you have to now focus on these issues, even though there are other things which are necessary to do. And so in this case, in this year where we are witnessing the slaughter of the innocent, where we are witnessing a rise of Islamophobia around us, then we are called upon in a number of areas. Of these areas, five, I want to mention, number one, that we need, everybody needs to put in their intention with their zakat, their sadaqah, their lillah, whatever it is, to give something toward the needy, the poor, those who are suffering in these areas in the Muslim world. We have to give something toward this. And one of the beautiful statements that came out of somebody on the ground in the crisis is that what is needed now is not just conferences, it's not just words. We need to build our infrastructure. We need to build our infrastructure. And so we need to think strategically in terms of giving of our wealth to especially help those organizations that are dealing with solar panels, water treatment, sewerage, those things to help sustain the lives of our people who are living in these open air prisons. Number two, we need to defend other Muslims and start looking at other Muslims as your brothers and sisters. If you are outside walking on the street, if you are driving in a car, wherever you are, if you're driving along and you see a Muslim on the side of the road, stop the car and help that Muslim. We should help anybody. But especially in this month, we need to defend each other and see each other. If you saw your mother or your brother on the road, you would stop and help them. And so this month, we are called upon to defend our brothers and sisters. Also, defend the name of Islam. Whenever you hear somebody talking against Islam, if you can write an article, if you can say something, if you can give a good example, do something to defend Islam, especially at this time. We're under a test. Number four, we need to have a positive message. It's very difficult. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the most difficult times, would send his companions out. He is reported to have said, Bashiru wa la tunafiru, yasiru wa la tu'asiru. He said, give glad tidings. Don't be negative. Don't drive people away. Make it easy. Make the religion easy, especially to our ulama and our leaders. Make it easy. If there's a slight difference in another Muslim, how they pray or whatever it is, mashallah. Accept the differences amongst us. These differences are a reality, and the ulama have looked at these differences. But if the differences clouds our thinking and our mind, and we're not thinking about what's happening to our brothers and sisters on the ground, then this has become an obstacle for us. And so positivity. And number five, we need tawbah. Tawbah to nasuha. We need a mass repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This whole ummah, at this point in time, we need to repent. Because something really is going on. And it's coming from within ourselves. Allah told us clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. And so let us take this month of Ramadan, this beautiful blessing that we have. Take advantage of it. Look into our hearts. Look into our feelings. Look into our concept of why am I a Muslim? Why am I fasting? What is my relationship to other believers? Everybody's hungry. Everybody's thirsty. We're all together. We're unified. It doesn't matter what school of thought you are. It doesn't matter what Islamic movement you are. We're all together. And so that feeling of ummah consciousness, the ummah consciousness, the nation, one nation consciousness, we need to take advantage of it and seek the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point in time. In our history, by the mercy of Allah, when the darkness came, the light followed. If not, this ummah would have ended centuries ago. They came upon us right after the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ar-ridda. They apostated. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu stood for the ummah. Confusion came into the ranks, but the believers stood strong. We were attacked by successive waves. We were attacked by waves of crusaders. The Mongols, al-Maghul, they came and they killed hundreds and thousands of people, but after the darkness was light. That is sunnatullah, and that is the resilience of this ummah. It is the resilience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and as the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and his companions were tested, we also are tested at this point in time. But never forget that Allah has told us very clearly, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. That Allah told us, if you have sabr, if you have patience and consistency and taqwa and the consciousness of Allah, then the evil schemes and plots will not harm you, because surely Allah surrounds them, surrounds everything in his knowledge. Surely Allah knows what is happening on the ground. And we can only pray that Allah Azza wa Jal would have mercy upon the children and the innocent of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah have protect the dignity and the honor of the women of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah guide and strengthen and give balance and sense to the men of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah take our political leaders, our confused political leaders in the Muslim world, take them from darkness into light. May Allah raise up a leader who can take us on that course with that balance. And may Allah help us to support all those who are on the straight path, and make our last words, كَلِمَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَقُولُ قُولِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ أَسْتَغْفِرُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.